I wrote partakers. You know, this morning I want to just think a little bit about this thought. The Lord's just been inspiring me with these thoughts about being a partaker with the Lord, a partaker with His work, a partaker with the things of God. And in 2 Peter 1 and 4, we'll start there. It says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises." Folks, I believe the Lord wants us to know He has given great, big, precious, rare promises that God has given to His people. The Lord has given those. And it says that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The word partakers there means, in Strong's it says, a sharer. That is, associate, a companion, partaker, partner, fellowship. You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to know that He wants us to be a sharer and a partner and a companion and an associate in the things that pertain to the divine nature of God. You know, the world today looks at that as if it would be something untouchable. But by the precious promises of God, the Lord says here, His divine power hath given us the promises that it says, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. You know, this morning, we were all children of wrath, the Bible says, I believe. We were all, the Scripture says, "And such were some of you." We didn't have a name to adore. We didn't have a name that was even clean completely before God. But you know, the Lord says here that He wants us to be a partaker of His divine nature. All through the Bible, we find the promises of God given to us that we might be a partaker of God's nature, of the things that He has in our hearts. You know, when we read back there in Isaiah and we read about the promises of the coming time, when there would be a time that I believe it's speaking of people's, what do you call it, spirit, personality, that the lion would lay down with the lamb. You know, there has to be a major change of nature for that to happen. But the Lord's told us here that He wants us to be a partaker, a companion, an associate and a sharer of the divine nature this morning. And I just want to encourage us, God wants to work a work in our heart that changes who we are. He wants to work a work in our heart that as we were the children of wrath, that now we're the children of God. He wants to take our lives and begin to add good things to it. I know we're still in this world. We still are tempted. We still are tried. But I want to tell you, God wants to give us grace. He wants to give us, part of His divine nature, a change within us, within our hearts, within who we are, within what we love. And it goes on to say, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge." You know, I was thinking this morning about a few of these things. These are things of God. You know, virtue, when you look that word up, I used to think it meant purity. And I'm not going to say it doesn't have anything to do with that. But this word here speaks of manliness. It speaks of valor. It speaks of strength. And you know, the Lord wants to for us to become a partaker with Him of His strength. That's what David did when he saw Goliath. He could have shrunk from that, and all the others did, including the king. They all saw that, and they began to shrink back. But you know, David took upon himself and became a partaker with the Lord. You know, the Lord wants us to be infused with His nature and with His thoughts and with His ways. He wants to put in our lives virtue, valor, strength. You know, the Lord wants to do that. We might see ourselves as weak. The Lord says, let the weak say, I'm strong. That's what the Word of God says. Why should we say, I am weak? That's who I am. I'm claiming that. I don't have any strength. I want to tell you something. The Word of God tells us that we have exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers with the Lord. We might share with Him those things that He has provided. It says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. You know what kind of knowledge this is? I don't believe this is talking about knowledge of the world. It's talking about knowledge of godly things. Knowledge of understanding the ways of the Lord. Knowledge that God wants to impart. You know, He wants to make us a partaker with Him. Is He not a God of all wisdom and all knowledge and all understanding and all of the... He made everything. He knows how it works. He knows how the thought processes go because He made them all. He knows all of that. And you know what He wants us to do? He wants us to just... I want you to come and be a partaker with me. I want to give you some things. And we go on there and it says... to your virtue... knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience. Temperance is a big thing, isn't it? To be able to control ourselves, to be able to have our appetites and passions in control. You know, the Lord wants us to be a partaker with Him. And He wants us to be able to enter in with Him. To temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Just want to encourage us this morning. The Lord wants us to enter in with Him and become, what did we read? A sharer, a partner with Him in these things. And it says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, saints, this morning, I love this chapter right here, this first chapter of 2 Peter. It says, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're not going to have a desert in your life if these things be in you and abound. And He's told us they can. The Lord wants to make us a partaker with Him. He wants to change who we are to begin with. And then the Lord wants to begin to add things. He wants to take us from where we're at and begin little by little all through our life to increase these things in our hearts and lives. And He says, he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. That's one scripture I love in the Bible. I take that scripture with me. The Lord said we could never fall. He said, if you do these things, you won't ever fall. If we humble our hearts to the Lord, if we become a partaker with Him of the good things of God, you know what He'll do? He'll hold us in His hand all through life and take care of us. That's the promises that we have this morning. I want to just look at different things and ways that the Lord wants to work in our lives. In 1 Corinthians 6, we'll look at a couple of scriptures here, 6 and 9 starting. It says here, Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? You know what that means? That means they won't be a partaker. That means they won't be a companion or a sharer in the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible says. The unrighteous isn't going to have that. I know we live in a world today that many millions say otherwise, but it's not so in the Word of God. It says, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Is this true? Were some of us like this? But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. Look at that. The Lord wants to take us, folks. I don't care where we are. Such were some of you. Paul just wrote it plainly, didn't he? He didn't try to hide that fact. He said, some of you were that way. Paul said, he was the chief of sinners. He wrote about himself. In his life, he topped it all. He not only persecuted the saints, he had them put to death. Did all kinds of things. But you know what? He says, you're washed. Isn't that wonderful this morning? The Lord opens His doors and says, come and be a partaker with me. I want you to come and enjoy the things of God. And I want to tell you something. You want to really enjoy the good things of life? Enjoy those things that God gives. Enjoy the good things that He has for us. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You know what that opens to us? I thought about this morning the scripture that talks about the feast and how the Lord sent out and He invited people to the feast. What was He inviting them to? What is a feast? Feast is where there's a lot of good things, isn't there? There's a lot of good food. You know, this morning, maybe the world don't realize it, but I want to tell you, the Lord has His hands out. He has the invitation out. I want you to come and I want you to be a partaker with me. Those good things that you know God has for people, I want you to have them. I want every one of you to have them, the Lord would say. And so this morning, these things are captured by faith, aren't they? We see them. We believe the promises of God. And the Lord says we can have them. And we begin our journey to give ourselves fully to the Lord, to allow Him to wash us, to be sanctified, to be holy gods, to be given to Him, that He might change our nature, that He might change our life, that He might change the things that we would love and do. You know, the Lord wants to do those things for us today. I just want to encourage us all to see the great promises, great and precious promises of God that He has given. I think about how that from the very beginning, the reason Christ came was because of the sin problem. He came for that very reason. The Lord came to restore men to the image of God. Can we be that? Can we be in that way? Is it possible for a man to truly live holy in this life? All through the Word of God we find that. We find that backed up. We find that the Lord was so interested in restoring man to what he was, in restoring his heart and his life to a life of purity. And this morning I just want to encourage us to lay hold on it. Lay hold on eternal life. And don't let it go. You know, there was a time that we bore the image of the earthly. That we bore the image of sinners in our lives, didn't we? The Lord wants us to bear the image of the heavenly as well. He wants our life to do that. I want to look at a few other things that the Lord wants to give in our life. I was just thinking about this word partakers. of the divine nature, partakers. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 1, listen to what Paul writes here. He says, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." You know, this morning, Paul said that they were workers, that he said, "We then, as workers together with him." Do you know the work of the Lord in the earth, that the Lord wants us to be an active, living, working together with the Spirit of the Lord? I just want to encourage us to become a worker together with the Lord. Let the Lord use your life and let him have your time and your abilities. "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." You know, Paul was reaching out in another place in the 5th chapter in the 20th verse right here. He says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God." You know, that was the message of the Lord. That's what he came to do. And Paul said then, just two verses down is the one we read, that he said, "We then, as workers together with him." Just want to encourage us this morning to not be afraid to become a partaker of the table of the Lord, of the work of the Lord. In Philippians 2 and 25, it says here, "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants." You know, this morning I just look at this and see what Paul said of this man, Epaphroditus. He said, he was not only my brother, but my companion in labor and fellow soldier. You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to realize that we're all working together in this thing. He wants us to be fellow soldiers, to be companions in the work of God. And I want to encourage you not to feel like I can't, or I don't have the ability to. We heard about Moses in Sunday school this morning, and you know, he said, "I can't speak," and so he kind of told the Lord, "I can't," and it angered the Lord. And you know, the Lord gave him a helper. He did, but he really had something that he wanted Moses to do there. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us to step up and allow ourselves to be a partaker, a companion in labor. One scripture says that if you give a cup of water to a disciple in the name of a disciple, you won't lose your reward. It said if you give, what was it, a cup of water, was it, to a prophet in the name of a prophet, that you'll have a prophet's reward. You know, we came back from Louisiana yesterday, and well, we left Friday and stopped by the Martin's place. But you know, we stopped by there, and they were a companion to us in the labor. They fed us. They kept us. You know, I just want to encourage us to be a companion to the work of God. Whatever you can do to be a part of the work of the Lord, be a part. Be a companion in it. And I will tell you, you'll be the winner in that kind of thing. "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." I want to look at Hebrews 3 and 1. "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. You know, he was talking about Jesus there. But he says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. You know, the Lord wants us to be a partaker of the heavenly calling. I just was meditating on these things, and it so blessed my soul. Partakers of the heavenly calling. In 1 Timothy 6 and 2, we see where he speaks about being a partaker of the benefit. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. I believe the Lord wants us to recognize, he wants us to be a full partaker of the benefits of the things of the Lord. In Hebrews we read that we might be partakers of his holiness. I'm going to go ahead and turn to that, 12 and 10 of Hebrews. It says here, for they verily, I'll read the scripture before. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Somewhere it talks about there, if ye endure chastening, 7, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? You know, the Lord wants us to be a partaker of his holiness. And sometimes he chastens us, doesn't he? But, you know, if we respond to that chastening right, then we can become a partaker. Have you ever seen a young man or a young woman that instead of responding to chastening, they became bitter? They began to hold things in their heart, and it began to separate them, didn't it? Have you ever been chastened this morning? Has anybody ever been chastened here this morning? That means you got a whipping from the Lord. I've been chastened. Let's don't be bitter against the Lord when he chastens us. Let's don't allow that to cause us to start questioning why God dealt with us such. The Lord deals with us as with sons, it says, if he chastens us. The Lord has to chasten us. Let him do it. You know why he's doing that? Because he wants you to be part of the family. He wants you to be a partaker with the rest. The Lord sees us. He sees our little ways. He sees that we would go astray in ourselves. He sees the things that we love a little too much. And what's he do about it? I've seen the Lord chasten before. I've seen him chasten me. I've seen him chasten others when they started loving something a little too much. Maybe when they started getting a little too much opinion of themselves. You know, the Lord, he'll just let folks fall down on their face for a bit. he doesn't regard our need to feel well in front of people. The Lord wants us just to be his people. He wants us to be humble. He wants to be able to shine through us and live through us. And so he chastens us that we might be partakers of the things of God, that we might be part of his family. So this morning, I just want to encourage us. I don't have a real long message to share, but the Lord wants us to allow him to work in us those things that will make us a partaker of the divine nature and a partaker of his work. Let God work in our lives. Become His handiwork. Allow His work in our life. Allow Him to do what He wants to do with us. Allow Him to chasten us if need be. In 2 Corinthians 1 and 7, I have another scripture here. He says here, "And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye also be also of the consolation." You know, the Lord wants us to be a partaker of the consolations of Christ. He wants His fullness and His peace and His love to live in our lives. And He wants to work in our lives and in our hearts. And so He says here, our hope of you is this, is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. I want to tell you, sometimes we shrink back from the sufferings. Sometimes we shrink back from the cost of what things cost us sometimes. Sometimes it's easier for us to think about just living in our own little world, doing our own things, doing our own, setting ourselves up for ourselves. But I will tell you, the Lord wants us to stretch out. He wants our life to be partakers with Him of the sufferings of Christ. Sometimes that's in affliction. Sometimes that's in just standing up when all the world around you feels like the way you dress is just plumb silly in today's world. That's what we face, isn't it? That's a little bit of suffering. It's maybe not the greatest thing, but it's some suffering. When the world begins to turn on us, or our friends, or whatever, for God's sake, if we suffer for righteousness' sake, the Bible says, you know, then we have a reward. So I just want to encourage us to be a partaker of the suffering, and we'll be a partaker of the consolation also. I don't know how many times you've felt that consolation, but there's nothing like it. The consolations that the Lord can bring in our life. Another place, Romans 8 and 16. We find here, "For I reckon..." The Spirit, let's see, where was we starting here? "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." You know what a joint heir is? It means that all that's coming to that one is available to you too. It means that you become a partner in the inheritance. You know, the Lord wants us to be a partner in His inheritance. I just want to encourage us this morning to lift up our eyes. I want to tell you something. God has good things for His people. He doesn't want our heads hanging down. He really doesn't. If children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You know, this morning, I believe Paul had a little vision of something. He said, "I don't think the sufferings of this present time are worthy." I know some folks that suffered at times. He said they're not worthy to be compared. They're not worthy. And so, if we're heirs, then we're joint heirs with Christ. Brother Marty preached a message when we were in Louisiana. And I will tell you, if you can get a hold of this message off the internet, I advise you to get it. It's about not regarding the things that we see. And it is so encouraging. Just from the hand of the Lord. Not regarding the things that come up in our life, that we don't regard those things. You know, this morning the Lord wants us to have many, many good things in this life. But I believe we're going to have to lay hold on the promises of God. The scripture we started with talks about exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. I will tell you, as we become a partaker with the Lord, we allow Him His place in our life. He'll make us a partaker of many other things. The divine nature is where it starts. But I want to tell you something. I cannot tell you maybe totally what's in my heart, but the blessing that you begin to receive by being a partaker of the things of God. When we went by and stayed with them, I'm going to mention that again. I was very touched. We drove up, and Brother Edgar was out there, and he had this whole charcoal grill, and it was just filled with chicken. And he was just watching that intently, and a phone call came in, and he didn't even take it. Because he was watching that chicken, he wanted it to be just right, and it was just right. But you know, I was so blessed by that. I was a partaker with the people of God. We stayed overnight in their place, and the next morning, you know what? We smelled waffles were cooking. We were a partaker with the people of God. I just want to encourage us. Be a partaker. Allow yourself to mix, to mingle, to definition there? A sharer with, a partner, an associate. I'm thinking about all the different ways of being a partaker in the things of God. The Lord has so many blessings for His people if we just open up our hearts and lives. We went down to Louisiana, and there they took care of the people. And we do that here too. It's a blessing, isn't it, to be a partaker of that kind of thing? It's just a blessing to see the saints in love serve one another. It's a blessing to be one of the people of God. And I just want to encourage you this morning. Let's just dive in. Be a sharer in the things of God. Let His thoughts be our thoughts. Let His ways be our ways. Follow Him like Ruth followed Naomi. And I believe we'll find a whole land of blessings and goodness that the Lord wants to give us that the world don't ever know. The love that we feel to one another, you know how valuable that is today? You know what a strength that is to know that that's there? A lot of people don't have that this morning. But we're a partaker. We're a sharer. We're an associate in those things with one another and with the Lord. Joint heirs with Christ. And we'll be joint heirs in the kingdom of God. Thank the Lord this morning.